This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. The Democratic whack jobs are out in droves. It's unbelievable. They're wacky. They're nutty. They need mental health interventions. We'll get to all that in a second. Let me cover a couple things first. First of all, Democrats, headline out there right now, Democrats ready to deal on the border wall, on the border barrier, just not a wall. See, they can't take the word wall. They know they've got to give in because the American public, they've seen the polls. They know what's happening. They have to fund a barrier, but they can't give in on the word wall. So they know that's their way out of it. Just call it a barrier, not a wall. We'll get into that in a little while. In the meantime, the White House is putting all the pressure on them, putting the boot on the Democrats' necks, because the White House is preparing an emergency wall plan while Congress negotiates. They want to declare a national emergency. And so here's the pressure for Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. You can either vote for a wall or a barrier, whatever you want to call it, and fund it, or and get something for it, right? You can negotiate something for it, or you can get nothing. You will get nothing and like it. Remember the soup Nazi on Seinfeld? You will get nothing and you will like it. And those are the choices for the Democratic Party. So if they choose nothing, he's going to declare a national security emergency, which was Wayne Root's idea, by the way, yours truly. And I sent it to Trump, but he started talking about it right after he got it from me. And so those are the choices of the Democratic Party. He's putting the boot on their neck. All right, I've got my latest commentary out. I want to read it to you to open the show. I think it's that important. This is the biggest news of the day that no one's going to read you on tonight's mainstream newscasts in the evening news on CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, you name it. I'm not even sure if Fox News will cover this. It's called Trump Rules. That's the headline. Trump Rules. The Democrats just lost the 2020 election. Did you hear the latest economic news? I predict President Trump just won re-election in 2020 because of Trump's number one rule. More on that in a moment. The Trump economy is soaring like a NASA rocket ship. It's exploding like a Grouchy fireworks show on July 4th. It's doing cartwheels like the U.S. Women's Olympic gymnastic team. Payrolls, in other words, jobs, soared by 304,000 in January. Just found that out this morning. That's not a typo. 304,000 in 1 month. This number shattered expectations. Economists predicted 170,000. The actual number, 304,000, was almost double, and that just never happens. But wait, it gets better. The manufacturing sector expanded again despite the so-called experts preaching doom and gloom. The new orders index soared by 6.9 percentage points, meaning people are ordering new orders from manufacturers. Remember when Obama said this was all impossible? He reported that manufacturing was gone forever in the United States. That ship has sailed, Obama reported matter-of-factly. More great news. Year-over-year payroll growth was 3.2%. Obama would have given his right arm for an increase like that, even one time in his 8 miserable years as president. The biggest miracle of all is the news that blue-collar wages are soaring. College graduates are losing ground to working Joes and Janes for the first time in I don't know how many decades because of Trump. Leading the way was a 4.2% wage increase for sales employees and a 4.1% gain for leisure and hospitality workers. Trump's America First policies are working. This is all happening while GDP is flying at 3% entering year number 3 of the Trump presidency. Didn't Obama and his band of failed economists say this could never happen again? Didn't they say 1% GDP was the new normal? It's not. It's triple under Donald Trump. It's the Trump economic miracle, a phrase I coined 18 months ago in my column. The Trump economy is accelerating. We're not at the end of a fabulous growth cycle created by Trump's low taxes and regulation killing spree. we may be only at the beginning of a Reagan-like run. But what's most remarkable is all this economic good news happened in January while the government was shut down. Do you see where I'm going? Many like me are starting to think this didn't happen despite the government shutdown. It happened because of the government shutdown. Government employees are a drag on the economy. When government bureaucrats are away, the job creators come out to play. That's my newest ditty. Now we have proof. Lay off a bunch of non-essential bean counters temporarily, and the economy explodes. Can you imagine what would happen if we fired them permanently? Hip, hip, hooray! The government is permanently closed. Break out the champagne. It's time to start a business, risk our money, and create jobs. I can hear it now. Maybe that's why they call those government employees non-essential in the first place. Here's a new joke for you. You know what you call a million government employees temporarily laid off? A good start. Keep in mind, this economic job and wage explosion also occurred during the Trump trade war with China. But wasn't the trade war supposed to kill jobs? Wasn't it supposed to damage the GDP of this country? It looks like Trump was right again. Economists all wrong, Democrats all wrong, never Trumpers all wrong. What this economy needed was a good old-fashioned trade war. China is losing and desperate to end this war. I predict major capitulation any day now under President Trump, America's king of the hill, and calling the shots again. And can't you just imagine the reaction of Democrats to all of this fantastic economic news? These are all people who hate Trump more than they love America. Wouldn't you just die to be a fly on the wall? Well, good news. I just happened to have been listening in on a meeting of top Democrat 2020 presidential contenders as all this remarkable economic news came in. The response, and I quote, "No, no, no, it can't be. The economy's doing well. That mother bleeper. Why, no, this can't be happening. Get my psychiatrist on the phone immediately." It's another sad day in the life of Democrats rooting against our economy and our country. Just like anyone who's ever bet against America, they lost. Meanwhile, Trump just proved the value of his number one rule. He who has the gold rules. The economy's flying, and Trump just got reelected. Trump rules. My new commentary coming out Sunday in the Las Vegas... Actually, this one's not in the Las Vegas Review Journal. I've got one coming out that I read yesterday, I think, or the day before in the Las Vegas Review Journal, and that one was about the wall and ways to make Mexico pay for it. This one is just for Creator Syndicate that's going all over the United States. Trump rules. Democrats just won lost the 2020 election. And so the reality is it was a great day in Trump land. Again, you know, payroll surged by 304,000, smashing the estimates. The government shutdown was a joke. It didn't matter. Economy did great despite it. Manufacturing surged in January. Blue-collar wages rose faster than white-collar wages. What more do I have to say? And then another great thing about today, you know, this Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, is the biggest jerk that ever lived. I'd like to call him another name, but we're on radio and I can't do that. You know, people's kids could be listening. But it's such a wonderful moment to realize how much trouble he's in now. He's the jerk who was just casual about the fact that women and their doctors can choose to kill a baby that's already been born anytime they want. And government should stay out of it. I never knew Democrats were for government staying out of anything. To hand Iran as ransom to free U.S. hostages, which is against U.S. law, by the way. Congress never approved or allocated those funds. Lest we forget, Obama also gave $150 billion to Iran to bribe them into accepting the Iran treaty, also never approved by Congress. That $150 billion could have paid for the wall six times over. The point is, the money is there. It's always there for Democrats to waste. But when a Republican wants the money, it's never there. Oh, there's no money. Ah, the debt. Consider the debt. Oh, we can't take the money. Where would you get it from? Democrats always find the money, don't they? So as Nike would say, Mr. Trump, just do it. Since I'm the creative guy who first came up with this idea to use executive action to declare a national security emergency at the border, I'm now going to use my superpowers to come up with more creative ideas. You said, Mr. President, Mexico would pay for the wall. Let's make them pay. First of all, tax all remittance dollars leaving the USA. Foreigners here in America, many of them illegal, send money back home to countries all over the world. The number one beneficiary is Mexico. That's money no longer helping the U.S. economy. We're making Mexico great again, but that money doesn't create a single job in the USA. Why not tax it? American citizens pay almost 10% sales tax on everything we spend in the USA. Charge a 10% remittance tax on every dollar that leaves.
All right, sorry about that, folks. We had a little hiccup, high-tech or low-tech, whatever you want to call it, hiccup, and we were off the air for just a minute. We had to reconnect on our Comrex, and so we quickly put in yesterday's show for a second while we filled it. But I'm back again, Wayne Root Live on Friday the 1st of February. It's me, proof of life. It is me on Friday the 1st of February. So I was saying to you what makes today so great is, number one, all the great news about the economy. Trump just kicked the liberals' ass all over again. I mean, what do liberals say? I mean, that was my little fantasy about what liberals probably said. I think it's much worse than that. I think they use the F word 15 times, and they drop the F bomb and go, oh, my God, that mother effer. Oh, my God, this effing economy. Oh, my God, how am I going to run for president, says Cory Booker. How am I going to run for president, says Kamala Harris. This mother effer, he's making the economy work with his low taxes and no regulations. But the other thing that makes the day great is Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is in trouble. The guy who wanted abortion on demand after a baby. He's born alive if he wants to kill it. That guy, these guys are all hypocrites. They're all losers. Somebody went back to his yearbook page, and he's got blackface and KKK white hoods in the yearbook. This is the Democratic governor of Virginia. You know, the same guy that would call Wayne Root a racist for being a Republican and a supporter of Trump. Same guy would say anyone who wears a red MAGA hat is a racist. And it's the same as the KKK, except on his yearbook page, he's got blackface and white hoods of the KKK. Time to remove Ralph Northam.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll free, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Senogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care.
because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. More information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher. Capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the low-tax capital of America, at least for the moment, because we're under democratic occupation at the moment. But we shall see if it remains the low-tax capital of America. And if it doesn't, I'll be coming to you from Utah or Wyoming. But it is my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Edward Stoltz is the creator, the founder, the operator, the man of the year at KBET. He's the man that put it all together, and he's the man that discovered me and put me on radio. Thank you, Ed. Stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio Network. Thank you, Fred Weinberg, for that. This is the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. 55. My website's rootforamerica.com. WayneRoot at gmail.com is how you reach me on email. You can reach me at Twitter at RealWayneRoot, and you can watch me every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax television, and it repeats again the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. You can watch Newsmax at NewsmaxTV.com. You can get it on your phone, Newsmax TV app. Or of course, you could watch it on satellite, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, or on cable stations all over this great country, including Comcast Xfinity. We just landed 30 million Comcast homes on that. So let me pick up where I left off. Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, who was just so casual about killing a baby after it's born, and never, ever walked it back and acted like it's no big deal, and that's fine. He's got a problem because he's in a yearbook racist pose. It's a picture from Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school yearbook. So it's not even like you could argue, in high school you should have known better. It's his medical school yearbook. It showed two men, one in a KKK hood and robe, and one in blackface, on the same page as Northam. The photo was first published by Big League Politics on Friday and later confirmed by other outlets such as the Washington Post and the Virginia Pilot. One half of the page shows Ralph Northam wearing a suit jacket and a photo of him in a cowboy hat and boots and another of him leaning up against the convertible. It's unclear who the two men in the costume are. However, Eastern Virginia Medical School allowed students to personally choose photos for the yearbook page. Democrats always defend their own no matter what. A Ralph Northam ally, Senate Minority Leader Ralph Sazalaw, a Democrat, Fairfax, defended the government, saying we don't need to examine something that occurred 30 years ago. Of course, unless your name is Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, how do Democrats even live with themselves? How is it possible you could say something like that? First of all, do we live by the standards of 200 years ago? Because last I checked, we were taking down all the statues. Taking down all the statues of Confederate generals. You've got to be kidding me. We're living by... what, only today's standards don't count? Only by what year do you count? I don't know. Democrats make it up as they go along. One minute it's today's standards, next minute it's go back 30 years ago. I don't even know what standards you live by anymore. We don't need to examine something that occurred 30 years ago, but you need to examine something that occurred 150 or 200 years ago, like the Civil War? Or you need to examine Brett Kavanaugh 30 years ago? You need to examine everything about every conservative from 30 years ago, but now we're examining something about a liberal from 30 years ago, and so it shouldn't happen. Wow. I'm sorry, but if a conservative showed up with yearbook photos, and not in high school, by the way, they'd nail you for high school, but in medical school or college, whatever it was, oh, they would nail you if you were in blackface and a KKK robe. Are you kidding me? Wow. Ralph Northam. And so he's got problems. Let me tell you, he's got big problems. There's already a petition to remove him, and it's gathering steam. I'm sure it'll have hundreds of thousands of people signing it very quickly, and I'm sure every conservative in Virginia will sign it. But I would think most of black people in America would sign it, too. Under the picture of the man in blackface and the KKK robe is the caption, "There are more old drunks than old doctors in this world, so I think I'll have another beer." So here's a guy that's making decisions about killing babies after they're born, and he's bragging about how much he drank in high school. Kind of interesting. I thought it was a big deal that Brett Kavanaugh drank a lot in high school. And then you find out how weird liberals are. Ocasio-Cortez acknowledges her privilege as a cisgendered woman. She goes into, she's talking on a podcast, and she goes into a tangent, a rant, about how everyone is privileged. She's privileged. She was born in a woman's body, and she's still a woman. She will never know the trauma of being transgender. Almost every single person in this country can acknowledge privilege of some type. This is the insanity of liberals. They're mad. They've lost their minds. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
War now.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House is defending the decision to withdraw from a major nuclear treaty with Russia.
One side has not been adhering to it. We have, but one side hasn't. So unless they're going to adhere, we shouldn't be the only one.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is the latest Democrat to run for president. Booker talks a little bit about his vision for America.
They're beginning to believe that the forces that are tearing us apart are stronger than the forces that bond us together as a people, as a country. I'm running for president because I want to address these issues.
That on the heels of a Senate Ethics Committee announcing they would not be charging Booker with any crimes in his release of classified information during the Justice Brett Kavanaugh hearings. And things are warming up in the Midwest, but 21 people died during the bitter cold temperatures that took place earlier this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, and you know these Max TV is hour number three. And hour number three is my power hour. I love my hour with Newsmax TV, and what that means is that hour number three is on national TV in front of 80 million homes, and it's on DirecTV, it's on Dish TV. You can go to NewsmaxTV.com, you get your Newsmax TV app, you can watch it on many cable systems all over the United States, including Comcast Xfinity, which is added there, 30 million homes. But the reality is some of you don't get it on cable, and you might want it on cable. So we give you a free phone number to call, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and all you have to do is call that number, and Newsmax will look up who your cable system is and the correct number to call them, and they'll plug you right in to that cable system, 844-500-6397, and you tell that cable system, your cable company carrier, that you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, Wayne Allen Root, and if they don't get it, you'll switch to DirecTV or Dish or go elsewhere, 844-500-6397. 97. All right, we've got our guest on the line, on the hotline. It is Gerard Lamero. He's a PhD. He's an author, political analyst, expert on forecast models. He's been called the Nostradamus of political elections. His website is greatnewsforamerica.com. And we got him. Gerard, how are you?
I am doing great. It's great to be with you.
All right, so we want to talk a little bit about Democrats, which is unusual for us. We don't do that on this show too often because I can't stand these Democrats. They're all crazy. And we want to know which Democrats are ahead in the early forecast for the 2020 White House race. You were one of the guys. You and I together were two of the only guys in America who picked Trump to win the 2016 presidential election. So I know you're very good at what you do, and you consider yourself a top forecaster. So what Democrats have a shot to win their nomination? And then once we go through that, I'd love to find out what you think their shot is against Trump, because I think the new economic news today means that Trump is probably a shoo-in for re-election in 20. I don't think any of these people have a chance. They're really vying for 24 to see who the front-runner is of the Democratic Party. That's just my gut after today's economic news, but what say you?
Yeah. By the way, just for listeners to know, I specifically forecast the Electoral College vote by state, and in 2016, every state Trump carried, I was correct on. Which is very few people can say that.
That is very cool. And what do you base this stuff on, by the way?
I have my own proprietary forecasting models that take in account variables that most people ignore. Things like registration dynamics, the second derivative of them, just a whole lot of mathematical, statistical variables that I put together. So I don't do polling. I do modeling of trends and modeling of where people's sentiment are. So it's kind of my own sophisticated modeling technique, which I've been doing for years.
And so what does your modeling technique tell you about the Democratic field for 2020?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, it's a fascinating race because there are so many people. I have 36 people I anticipate will run. We don't know exactly for sure. This early, there are a lot of variables that can still change. However, about 36 people, of which as of today there are 9 who are announced candidates or who have an exploratory committee engaged already. And right now, the top 5, and by the way, none of them are doing very well overall. They've got a lot of problems, and each one has different problems. But the top 5 in my current forecast model are Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Vice President Joe Biden, former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, and former First Lady, this will surprise you, Michelle Obama, or might surprise some of your listeners. And those appear to be in the top of a group, all of which have very little traction and have quite a few problems.
Well, tell us about him. Tell us about the problems.
Okay.
First of all, let me start with the obvious question. Where do you get Michelle Obama from? I mean, I'm the first one who said many times that she's probably the hope of the Democratic Party in the future, but I don't think in 20. I think probably in 24 or 28. First, she's got to become a United States Senator, but I have no doubt they're going to use her in the future. But where do you get off thinking that this soon, 2 years from now, she's going to wind up riding in on the horse and being the hero of the Democratic Party?
Well, if you read between the lines and you read a lot of subtle data that's out there, you'll see that they appear to be grooming her to run and in fact, run soon. There are a lot of pluses on her side. Let me give you one example. Typically someone running for president puts out a book. She wrote a book called Becoming. And you and I have written books. I think you sell more books than I do. But regardless, she sold 3 million copies. I'm talking about actual sales in the first month of her book being in the market. That amounts to one book every second for the entire month. I have never sold that many books. Very few people have. And that shows some type of support somewhere out there for her. Maybe it's people that are looking to support her. Maybe it's people that are hoping for something. But basically, she's got that. She's also got a husband that's well-connected politically. They're also very involved. They've got their headquarters in Washington and that. And they move forward. And as I said, I think the subtle indications in the underlying news is that she's actually running. Now, she's also said adamantly she's not running. But even so, that happens a lot in the marketplace of politics, that people say, no, I'm not running, but actually they are. They just don't want you to know yet.
Yeah, look, I can't disagree that she's on the list. I'd say she's on the list, but I would say the odds are pretty slim that 2 years from now, I mean, the election's in 2 years, in the next year, she's going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. I just don't think so. I think she's going to run for U.S. Senate in the next 4 years, and once she's a senator, just like her husband, she'll run for president within, a year or two of being a senator. She'll be off into the races for president of the United States. I just don't see her as a viable candidate out of the blue on 5 minutes' notice. That's the only thing I'm saying.
Well, when I said Trump would win, they didn't think he was viable either.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know, Trump did say I'm running, and he had 1%, and I said he's the winner right away, and very few people agreed with me. You obviously were one of them. But I guess you could just, Michelle could prance in, make an announcement, and be a front runner in 2 seconds flat. I guess it could happen.
Let me give you some of the logic, but not the data that's out there. Some of the logic is that the other candidates are so split and are so non-viable that it's going to appear obvious to a lot of people they're going to have to come up with somebody because they just don't have a lot of strong candidates. You look at Kamala Harris, she's one of the better ones, but she's fallen all over her face and she's just started. So there are a lot of problems there. Joe Biden, for example, some people think he's the savior of the party, but a lot of people consider him a dinosaur Democrat who's outdated. And on the younger side, a lot of the younger millennial socialists and millennial far-out liberals think that he's not liberal enough or not socialist enough. Hillary Clinton, look at how she did on her 13-city tour. She had to give it up after a few cities because nobody was attending. They had to practically give away the ticket. You know, she's considered another dinosaur Democrat. So the problem the Democrats are going to have among these 36 that have expressed or appear to be expressing an interest, there's just nobody very strong. So they're going to be desperate to find somebody to run that's halfway as credible.
Yeah, what do you think about this independent guy, Schultz from Starbucks? What are your thoughts on him? I think, let me tell you what I think, and I want to get your reaction.
Okay.
It's funny, because I hated the guy. I can't stand him. I think what he did at Starbucks makes him a liberal extremist, an open borders nutcase. He's ready to hire 10,000 Muslim refugees instead of 10,000 American vets. He let anybody use any homeless person use the bathroom. He hated Trump. He's made liberal statements. Then all of a sudden he announces for president. He sounds like the greatest conservative and capitalist I've ever heard in my life. And it was shocking to me, but he made enemies with every Democrat in the Democratic Party. They all hate him now. They're protesting him as he appears as a speaker in Seattle as we speak. So I think he's kind of like what I've always said about Republicans who go too far to the left. You got no shot because you turned off the Republican base and no Democrat's going to vote for you. Well, this guy went too far to the right and you've turned off the whole Democratic base and no Republican's going to vote for you because we all like Trump. So there is no audience for what Schultz is selling. That's just my opinion.
He's done a lot of background work to get this nomination. He's had a lot of consultants tell him he can do it. On the other hand, he's not officially deciding for 6 months unless he changes his mind. That's his stated plan. But it looks to me like he's going to back out because he's going to be reamed. They basically are going to attack him left and right. And I think he's already shocked that he's being attacked by the left. because he's a business success. I mean, he started in the projects in Brooklyn and basically brought himself up, started a business, was a capitalist, and was successful doing that. And him using that and the American dream as selling points drive the left wild.
Yeah.
But I think he will not run. I think he may for a month or two, but I think it's going to be such pushback, he's going to get out. He's not going to be.
I don't even know the answer. Is he selling a book right now? Is he on book tour? Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he is.
All right, so that's what it is. He doesn't need to run for president. He's just trying to gin up book sales. That's all this comes down to.
Yeah, but I think like many others who run for president, the book means is a stalking horse for his candidacy.
All right, so, well, yeah, my opinion is he had no idea the vicious response he was going to get to what he had to say about Ocasio-Cortez and the socialists in the party and Elizabeth Warren. He is now the enemy of the entire Democratic base,
and I
think he's just shocked at that. So I would say he's going to disappear pretty quickly. That would be my guess. When we get back, I want to talk to you about Mike Bloomberg. I want to talk to you about your early forecast for the Electoral College in 2020, because you were still on the money in 2016. And I want to ask you if Trump will declare a national emergency to fund the border wall. That was my idea, by the way. I wrote it and sent it to Trump and made sure it got in his hands back in November. And he started talking about it right after I invented this idea of, what are you worrying about Congress for? Declare a national security emergency and get the money from the military budget. That was my idea. That was, documented in my nationally syndicated newspaper column back in November, and I put it in Trump's hand, and let's see what Gerard Lamaro thinks is going to happen with it. We'll be right back on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is a Christian health-sharing organization. I left Aetna, a health insurance company, and I joined Liberty HealthShare. I've now been with them. This is my third year. It's amazing. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty allows you to easily decide how, when, or where you will access health care. You could do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. This is my third year. I saved $18,000 in year one. I saved $18,000 in year two. I will save $18,000 collectively this year. So when you add it up over 3 years, I'll save $54,000, which is amazing. I only really went, for one major medical bill. My son had a $2,500 dental bill, and Liberty reimbursed me $2,000 to $2,500. I was in shock. And then I went to three doctor visits in December, and all three were covered by Liberty, and the copay was zero. I had no cost for all three. The count as wellness visits. This starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. This is how you regain control of your healthcare costs. Lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. They're happy with us. All my listeners are so happy with them. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare, for sponsoring my show. We're back with Gerard Libero. He is a PhD, an author, a political analyst, and he got his forecast models exactly right in all 50 states on the Electoral College for 2016. His website's greatnewsforamerica.com. Gerard, tell us what you think for 2020 of the Electoral College outlook.
Right now, I see Donald Trump being easily renominated. I see Michelle Obama as being the Democratic nominee, and then I see Mitt Romney is running an independent campaign against Trump. The electoral vote outcome, as I currently forecast, and that early forecast, obviously, Mitt Romney, zero electoral votes. He won't get one state. Michelle Obama can probably count on 171 electoral votes, thanks to places like California, New York, and Donald Trump will increase his current lead. He's at 367 electoral votes. He will coast to an easy reelection.
All right, so you're not just saying that Michelle's going to get in the race, which I think is a bold prediction. You actually believe she will get the nomination of the Democratic Party.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, once I start doing the Electoral College forecast, I have to pick the winner for each party, plus any major independent. So, yes, I'm giving her the nomination, and there are a lot of factors involved in that decision. But currently, that's, look, now subject, you know, this early, it's a little bit chancy because things do change 2 years ahead. We have a lot of people like George Romney who thought they were going to win 2 years ahead who never got nominated. So there is that subject to change. It'll get refined as it goes. But this is my first true early Electoral College forecast.
All right. That's a wild one. That's a wild one. And by the way, I'm the eternal optimist, and I'm a big believer that Trump will be reelected. And I don't think they have much of a option on the other side. I don't think they've got anybody that could beat him. But Michelle Obama would scare me. And, the fact that you, at this moment, it's very early, but you got 16 exactly right. The fact that you think he would swamp her electorally is interesting to me because I think she would give him a run for the money. I'd be scared to death if she gets the nomination, that she's the one person on the left that actually could beat him. So I'm a little surprised. She does get in, and you're the one who forecasts she gets in. You also forecast he'd swamp her pretty badly, and I hope you're right, but it scares me because we all know that a lot of liberals and a lot of people love female candidates, and a lot of women would vote for the woman candidate, and a lot of minorities would vote for the person of color, and so it's tough to overcome all of that.
Right. Well, she'd certainly be more difficult than Hillary Clinton, and of
yes.
course, I think that's Trump's ultimate desire. If he had to run against anybody, run against Hillary Clinton, because she'd be so easy. But unfortunately, I don't think the Democrat Party is going to come close to Hillary Clinton. They perceive her as a loser. They perceive her as old hat. And I really think she's part of the dinosaur Democrats.
And last but not least, we probably have about a minute left or so here. Will Trump declare a national emergency to fund the border wall? Let me get a yes or no from the great predictor Gerard Lamero.
I actually wrote an article on that. I haven't changed my mind. The answer in my mind is yes.
Because you don't think Congress is ever going to give him anything that he wants.
Oh,
or any closely.
Of course not. That's a charade.
Yeah, it is a charade. I think they're going to give him something, but it's going to be pathetic. And it's going to be a losing deal.
Ten drones over Texas. You know, I mean, it's going to be nothing.
All right. So let me ask you one last question. If Michelle Obama does not ever get in the race, which you and I know could happen, then who do you think is the front runner of the Democratic Party among the current field right now?
Kamala Harris.
Okay. All right. So your feeling is a black woman is going to be the nominee, whether it's Michelle Obama or Kamala Harris. That's the state of the Democratic Party today, that there's a big advantage to be a person of color and to be a woman. And you kind of think either way, it's probably going to be one of those that fit that profile.
I think those are the numbers.
All right. Gerard Lamero. His website's greatnewsforamerica.com. And it is great news for America if Gerard's prediction is right. I don't care who the nominee is for the Democrats, but if Trump beats him and beats him pretty handily electorally, great news for America. Although, guess what, Gerard? Within a week of that happening, there is going to be an attempt to destroy the Electoral College like nothing you've ever seen, because twice in a row we beat them electorally. They are going to go nuts. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Gerard Lamero's website, greatnewsforamerica.com. Thank you, Gerard.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Bessay.